This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Monday, June 1st. Well, we've got a big market happening as we speak, led by corn and spring wheat. And that, of course, is due to weather, with the drought across the northern plains and northern Midwest looking like it's intensifying. And we're going to get a stretch of weather here over the next 2 weeks that's going to be very hot and dry. We're going to see 100 degree temperatures in eastern Montana, western North Dakota, in fact across all of North Dakota, but it's going to be dry as well, and the fear is that that's going to spread into the broader part of the Midwest. Most of the Midwest is sitting on plenty of moisture, except that northern region of the northern half of Iowa into Minnesota, and of course all of North Dakota, much of South Dakota, and pretty much eastern half of Montana. So it's a large area encompassing all of spring wheat country, and obviously it stretches up into the Canadian prairies as well. It doesn't look like this is going to find much relief over the next 10 days. As you look at the weather models beyond 10 days, they do bring some rain in, especially the GFS model. The European model, not quite as aggressively, but this is about what's in front of us, right in front of us, and the likelihood that you're going to continue the dryness, because it seems like as we move forward, the dryness always creeps back in and the rains always keep getting pushed back. So the market is reacting in force. Of course, spring wheat is going to be the leader of the wheat complex. That spread is just working phenomenally. We got Minneapolis sharply higher, you know, up 30 or 40, and winter wheats are up about 10 to 15. So that spread is just soaring here. And corn and beans too, sharply higher. The night session is sharply higher. We'll see that kind of action on the day session as well. So it's just a matter of how far they want to take this. The night session struggled initially to get past the highs from last week on corn and beans, but we are starting to do that here as we come into the end of the night session and start the day session. So the next stop, of course, will be the contract highs. I think that probably will stop the market initially unless the rains are removed from the longer range forecast. But as long as those rains are in the forecast, I think the market will probably stall at the highs that were put in early May. And from there, as long as you have rain or even light rains, that would likely stall the market until you get closer to pollination. And we're still a long way from that. You know, we're looking at, you know, mid to late July for pollination. So that's a good month and a half. Unless things just get really out of control here and that high pressure ridge that's parked over the northern plains shifts into the Midwest. But if it retrogrades back out west, then I think the market will stall out. But it's going to start factoring in some yield losses, obviously, especially in spring wheat, but corn and beans as well. And, you know, like we've said many times, there's no room for yield losses. And, you know, I think that this is something that the market's going to have to start factoring in. So it's pretty crazy already. You're coming out of Memorial Day. Quite often it's either the market just gives up and collapses because you've got a lot of rain, or it takes off, and obviously we're taking off. So, but there is going to be, I think, some resistance again at the highs from last month, and the market will probably stall out there. In the meantime, world cash prices for wheat kind of mixed. We had Russia down $3 a ton at $2.58 on new crop. U.S. hard red winter wheat was up $3 at $2.84 at the Gulf, and soft red at the Gulf was up $1 at $2.82. Obviously, we're going to see a sharp increase in U.S. prices here. I doubt that will be followed very aggressively by the rest of the world. The Europeans actually had a drop in their prices. France was down about $16 a ton, so they're getting pretty aggressive. And in Russia, some of the support we've seen there has been from dry conditions as well across a broad swath of spring wheat country. They are looking at some good rains coming in. So Siberia, the Urals, the Volga region, all big spring wheat country. Winter wheat too in Volga and the Urals, but some of that was being replaced with spring wheat because of winter kill. Nevertheless, they are looking at some some rain on the horizon, which should stop yield declines there. But private estimates, especially out of Sovicon, are pointing to around an 80 million ton crop, whereas USDA has Russia at 85. So I think we're going to start seeing USDA probably start to ratchet down their estimates as well. So we're off to the races here in the grain space. Weather is by far the biggest component of this, and it's not good, and that's why we're up sharply. And I would expect that the market will keep going until you reach those early May highs, and then we'll take a breather. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.